In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Whether you're looking to elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments, Tecovas boots will do the trick. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs, look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
I love women. But I love every now the and then being in the mm-hmm. company of men, making man decisions, speaking to other men in unguarded tones, knowing that no matter what is said, I love you, bro. It's cool.
And it'll stay there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yes, we hope. That is, I think it's safe to say it's man code, right?
Well, as long as everyone adheres to
this. Is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
High on Timberwolves fuse.
Oh, beauty, go.
Okay. Oh, Charge.
It's a good day to be Charge.
I am so happy for you. All was won, then all was lost. Then it was won again and lost again, and then finally won again. And some people who don't understand sports wonder why it's a $100 billion a year industry.
Yeah.
Because no legal drug can give you the highs and lows of good old sports fandom, you know?
In real time. It's not the same.
In real time, without a hangover, and best of all, in a community of people on the same roller coaster ride.
Yes, the shared experience, right?
Yes.
Which it matters so much to be able to know that there are all of these people that are riding the same emotions you are.
Right.
And to articulate it and to spend time with it and to share the ups and the downs. Ah, same. Now, I might be singing a different story if the Wolves had gone down in game 7. But as it stands, since right. we talked last after game 5 and the Wolves had just lost 3 straight games. And frankly, they weren't that close. They lost by 27, 8, and 15.
Right.
And then they came out last week in game 6, Zabe, and beat the champs. By 45 points.
The stuffing out of them. Absolutely thrashed them.
With 9 minutes left in the game.
Nine
minutes of a playoff game left in the game. And then game 7. Down 20 in the third quarter.
Looking grim.
The Wolves end up plus 30 over the rest of the game from that point forward.
I'm doing the
nice howl. And better than my howl, too, by the way.
Do the fans
really impressive?
Do the fans howl?
at Timberwolves? They do. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's some howling. Yeah, there's some howling going on here. It's, I'm telling you, it was thrilling. It was emotional. It was, there was a palpable sense of relief. Like, oh, we're not going to fuck this up. When Rudy Gobert hit the fadeaway 15 footer. Yeah. I mean, you know, right over Jokic, who had perfect defense on him.
Right.
I mean, it's the kind of shot Rudy never hits. To see it, oh God, that was, and at that point you're like, oh my God, they're not gonna go Minnesota on this bit.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I'm very happy for you. And now you're in it to win it. At this point, you have broken into the clear. You're still 8 excruciating wins away from a parade, but you've broken out of the pack into the clear. You're the superior team to Dallas, in my opinion. The healthier team to Dallas, without a doubt. It doesn't mean you're going to win the series.
No, it doesn't, but they are favored. So there's, you know, the betting line, you know, the betting market.
What's the series number? Just ballpark. I'll look it up at
mybookie.com,
promo code Wolves, ZABE.
Wolves in six, I believe, is going to be your answer for that.
Okay. I just know. I want to know what the minus was. Like, are you minus 260?
Oh, minus one.
Oh, okay. 170?
170, I believe. Okay. I'm going to look at it.
Don't worry. Right, we're not going to take any action on this. So you don't need to worry about
it. I can't. You know, I can't take any action on it. You know why?
You're going to tell me why that sports betting in Minnesota remains firmly, obstinately, leaving money sitting on the ground, not a thing in 2024. What in the living hell?
Exactly. How can it work that way here in Minnesota yet again? And here's the thing. I was at the Capitol trying to lobby to get this done. And
ineffective.
It was
noted.
Yeah, look what I did. It got closer than it's ever been. Here's what we got. We got the tracks to say yes. We got our racetracks to say yes. We've got the Democrats to say yes. We got the Republicans to say yes.
I think I know who said no. The engines. If you don't have the engines on board,
we drives are in.
Okay.
Look, we got everybody.
Beautiful.
In. We had the operators, you know, the sports betting operators in. We had the fantasy companies in. We had everybody in. So how, when you have everybody wants it to pass, how does Minnesota not pass it? Well, in a uniquely Minnesota situation, which I don't think you and I have talked about on prior pods, about a month ago, well, to tell the story better, our Senate. We have Democrats that we have a Democrat governor. We have a Democrat House. Our Senate is 33-34. 33-34. Actually, it's 33-33. And the Democrats have the tiebreaker because they can, you know, whatever the tiebreaker is, it's 33-33 on senators. One of our senators, Zabe, was arrested for burglary. She robbed at 4 a.m. She robbed a house. Senator.
The living hell. What is this woman's name? I want to look her up.
Mitchell. Senator Mitchell, Minnesota. What,
first name?
I can't remember the first name. We just call her Senator Mitchell. She was dressed all in black. She had her flashlight covered in black. She had a
Nicole
face hoodie on.
Mitchell.
Nicole Mitchell.
White, blonde woman, 49 years old. Holy shit.
Yes. So... there's no doubt she got caught by the police in the house with a sack that had had many of the objects of the house that she was robbing. Oh, I mean, there's no doubt that she was burglarizing this house. 100% chance. They're not even trying to really make any kind of argument that she wasn't. So Democrats can't lose her vote. So they decide to leave her in office, even though she's under arrest.
My
she's been indicted for burglary.
God.
The Democrats left her in office, and the Republicans are like, WTF, you can't do this just because you need to keep your majority. She's under arrest. She's been indicted, and they didn't care. and they jammed through all kinds of stuff by exactly one vote. She's voting on these bills. So she's voted. They kept her as a stand. So the Republicans then said, we're tapping out. Anything, any bill that you need that needs our votes, we're not giving them. We're not giving you any votes. And so the whole thing unwound because the Republicans were, I think, justifiably pissed that the Democrats left this person vote. But that's what you get to do when you are in power. And that's how sports betting died in Minnesota.
That is bonkers. Now, if it matters to anyone, the story I'm reading says that it was her stepmother's house.
Correct.
And her story was stepmother. Her story was that she just tried to get a couple of my dad's things because they wouldn't talk to me anymore. Her loot included a couple of laptops, some flannel shirts, and a cell phone and some Tupperware. She stole the Tupperware.
Yes. So, Zabe, if you don't talk to me and you don't have a conversation with me, I can go to your house and I can rob you of anything that I've decided that I want to take.
She said she was checking on a loved one with Alzheimer's. Oh, okay.
Nobody believes that to be the case.
Yeah. I would believe that Shohei Ohtani knew nothing about the gambling that his interpreter allegedly was involved in, which, by the way, the latest is now that the former teammate and good friend of Ohtani, this guy David Fletcher, also bet with the illegal bookmaker. He's now under investigation by MLB. He's now in the Braves organization. Wow, what are the odds? Ohtani's buddy and teammate David Fletcher, his interpreter, were placing bets with an illegal bookmaker, but Shohei himself was, I'm very sorry, speak no English. The fuck?
Yeah, funny.
And it's just, because he's such a big star, there it goes down the river. What a world we're living in.
Okay. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. So, anyway, back to my Timberwolves for a second, if we may.
We're going
to. Because I'm not done. I'm not done here yet. Right. Can I hit you with a few items about why I believe this could very well be a Timberwolves team of destiny?
Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where Charge sets himself up for the ultimate Minnesota heartbreak. Go ahead, Charge. Karma is listening. The gods are cupping their hands to their ears. Do tell.
I'm ready. I am ready to be hurt. Here you go.
Again.
The Wolves just held the defending champions who had home court with the reigning MVP to 20 or fewer points in a quarter 9 different times, 18 or fewer points in a quarter 6 different times, 14 or fewer points in a quarter 3 different times. In 11 games this year against Denver, Minnesota held Denver under 100 points 6 of the 11 times. The rest of the league held Denver under 100 points 6 times, the same 6 times. Minnesota did it in 11 games. Denver played an additional 92 games, and the Wolves held them under 100 points as many times as the rest of the league.
Okay.
I'll give you
ding. Yeah. There's one. Next.
Number two. Next. The only players age 22 or younger that have averaged 25 or more points per game, five or more rebounds and 5 or more assists, and to reach the conference finals in the history of the NBA, there are 3. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and Anthony Edwards.
Ding.
Jaden McDaniels is the second youngest player in NBA history to have back-to-back elimination games with 20 points and 3 or more steals and blocks. The other one, Michael Jordan. Rudy Gobert. Can I get a ding on that, please?
Ding. Sorry, yes.
Rudy Gobert, your defensive player of the year in the Nuggets series, his plus-minus. You're familiar with plus-minus.
Yes. And, Don't treat me like a child.
His plus-minus through the 7 games, plus 111.
Wow. Fucking A. Those are great numbers.
They are great numbers. So here's the Wolves lineup that they're throwing at opposing teams now. Now Dallas, your point guard Mike Connolly won Teammate of the Year. Your
also shooting known as guard, Mike so Connolly, but yes,
Connolly. What I say,
Connolly.
Connolly,
like C O N N E L Y. But I knew you knew it was Connolly, right?
Shooting guard is Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. He's an all-star and all-NBA. Mm-hmm. Your small forward is Jaden McDaniels, all-defensive second team. Your power forward is Carl Anthony Towns, an all-star. Your center is Rudy Gobert, the defensive player of the year, and all-defensive first team. Your sixth man off the bench is Naz Reid, the sixth man of the year. I mean, this
you
is...
You got it all. Full house.
It's a stacked team.
Flush. Aces flush to the spades. Boom. You got to win the games, though. You got to win the games. With that amount of confidence, I think it's only appropriate that I read to you the greatest story The Onion has ever written about sports from 2001. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
The sports team from my area will defeat the sports team from your area. As you can see from the calendar, the game is coming up this weekend. I'm sure you're as excited for it as I am, as our cities are rivals and have been so for quite some time. Your confidence in your team is high, but rest assured, you will suffer humiliation when the sports team from my area defeats the sports team from your area. When the sporting contest begins, the players on your team will be treated as though they are inconsequential. It will be remarkably easy for my team to accumulate more points than yours. There are many reasons for this, starting with the inferior physical attributes of the players representing your area.
Your area.
Strength, speed, and agility are just three of the qualities that the players on the team from your area lack. Whereas the players representing my area, on the other hand, have these traits in abundance. It goes on and on. You can look it up at
theonion.com.
Had you ever heard that before?
No, but it's great. And it plays off their area man bit beautifully, right?
Exactly.
They love area man.
Okay, yes. So while we're on the NBA, let's...
By the way, can I tell you a quick Onion aside?
Yes. Yes, please do.
Back in my in ye olden fanball days, when we worked downtown, an office downtown, the Onion's office was in our building.
They were based out of Minneapolis?
Originally Madison, and then they moved to Minneapolis. And... We built a fantasy game for the Onion, a fantasy football game in which you would try to start the most ineffective players you could lineup you could possibly put together. Oh. Guys who touched the ball a lot and did nothing with it. It was a very Onion-like game. And so we built that for him. And I'm sitting at my desk one day.
What was it called?
Game?
It had to have a catchy name.
It did. I don't remember what it was anymore. Right. I don't remember it because this is now 12, 14 years ago, something like that.
Fantasy turds. And the key would be, I would imagine the key is you can't just pick players who have no catches or no carries.
Right. It's all about touching the ball a lot and doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we had devised a scoring system along those lines. So one day I'm sitting at my desk and just in my office and stranger just like opens the door to our office and just walks right up to me. And so I don't know if he was new, he's looking for me. And I says, and he introduces himself and says, "Hi, I'm the publisher and owner of The Onion." I'm like, "Really?
Wow."
He said, yeah, I just wanted to check out the operation that was running our fantasy game. Okay. So then I chatted with him a little bit about The Onion and I met the guy who owns The Onion and that was it. Never saw him again.
That's the story.
It's the story. I met the guy who owns The Onion because he came up to me randomly one day at work. I think it was worth the 60 seconds. And we're trying to pad this thing out anyway.
No, we're not. I've got too much material.
Very slow.
We're trying to pad it out. Okay. All right. Well, just good. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Charge. And that's great. Do you still talk to him?
We hang.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. No, so you
I haven't
do
seen him since.
Pivoting while we're on the NBA, pivoting to another one of your passions, music. Yeah. You have a dilemma coming up tomorrow night. Do tell.
I do. For years, one of my favorite bands is a New York band called LCD Sound System. They make basically like electronic dance rock. It's not like EDM. It's more like dance rock, which is a really hard thing to define, and it's great. I love LCD Sound
System. What's their best song?
Some people would say it's called Daft Punk is Playing at My House.
Okay. All right. Here's a little bit of LCD Sound System, Daft Punk is Playing at My House.
Got a bus and a trailer at my house. My house.
My house.
I'll show you the
I don't hate it. I'm intrigued.
Ropes.
Very cool music video that goes with it. Okay, so they're coming to town.
They at one point they had stopped being a band, and for like the better, I don't know, like 7 years, there was nothing. And then they got back together, made an album, and they're touring. So it's not like I have a million chances to see LCD Sound System. I've had this Wednesday night circled on my calendar for 6 months since it was announced.
Oh my God.
I'm very interested in seeing LCD Sound System, and I've seen them one other time live, and they're great live.
Is the lovely Miss Roxy going with you?
She has got the same conundrum I've got. Because she is now a surging Timberwolves fan, and we have to decide, are we going to go to see LCD Sound System in downtown Minneapolis?
So she is scheduled to go with you.
Yes. Okay. She's scheduled to go with me. But she's now fully, fully in on the Wolves, too. So she's got the same problem I've got. Game one of the Western Conference Championship is the same time.
I don't know what to say, Charge. This is a tough one here. A lot of people would say to keep your karma shiny, you got to flush the concert tickets and say, oh, well, I'm riding with my team. But if you don't really believe in that kind of stuff, go to the fucking concert and just say they're going to win this series and I'll save it for the NBA Finals.
So I don't believe I can change the outcome of the Wolves game by me watching or not watching. I don't believe that's the case. But I also hate to give up the shared experience of the Wolves game the shared experience of seeing a favorite band perform live.
Hold on. You're not going to the basketball game, are you? You don't have tickets for that, do you? Okay.
No, I will not go to the game.
Okay.
In part because I want to watch it with Roxy, and I love watching with Roxy.
Okay.
And so that's part of it.
All right.
I could get the press pass. Set them up.
You know what? I'll take the tickets because I don't really care about the game. Not as much as you. I'll fly up and I'll go to LCD sound system.
Sound system. I would like that. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a tough one.
I don't know. Now, there is a financial component. I mean, the tickets are $70 plus fees because, Ticketmaster, fees. Obviously. Has to get a big part of that. So it'll run me about $100. Let's just say $110 a ticket, something like that.
Do you have any hope at the Department of Justice actually doing anything meaningful to Live Nation and or Ticketmaster in this latest threat?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
They have a verifiable monopoly. I mean, there's...
Oh, no question. They got the smoking gun on them. But as you know now with your burglary senator... Sometimes mm-hmm. when you got the smoking gun, the powerful forces that have larger things in play swoop in and say, we're still not going to do the right thing.
Exactly. That happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
And, Ticketmaster is, you and I have talked about it before, they are in the business to be the bad guy. A lot of those fees actually go to the artists and the venues, but everybody wants to just hate on Ticketmaster, which is rightful. I hate them too. But, that's what they're in business for, and that's going to be what they're going to say. When they're hauled up in front of the FCC, they're gonna be like, "Well, you know what? FTC, we're just the bad guys here. Don't vilify us."
Yeah.
So anyway, I got $200 in the swing as well. Do I like LCD sound system $200 more than the Wolves game one Western Conference Finals?
Can you secondary market the LCD sound system tickets?
Well, it's tomorrow, so I don't have the tickets yet. I haven't paid for them yet.
Then it's an easier eject. Yeah, I think you got to watch the game. I think you got to watch the game. So while we're talking music and NBA, you're aware that if NBC does win the rights to steal the package away from good old TNT, that the John Tesh reboot of Round Ball Rock, the iconic theme song of the NBA on NBC all through the 80s and early 90s is pretty much a go, right?
Right. That's what I understand.
Have you ever heard John Tesh tell the story live about how he came up with the song?
No. So, do tell.
So this is on YouTube. This was at a concert at Red Rocks where he takes the mic and says, basically this.
One of the things I've discovered is that there are many different ways to write a song, and the most unusual way came to me when I was in Europe about 4 or 5 years ago. I was trying to write a sports theme, and I did not have a piano in the hotel where I was staying, so I did probably what many of you have done, faced with a similar situation. I called my answering machine at home, and I left a message for myself. And although that sounds goofy, what happened was that theme that I sang into the machine is the theme that they play every time the Chicago Bulls crush another basketball team. So I am singing themes into my machine regularly. And special bonus for you folks, I have brought the original answering machine tape with me so I can play it for you. I know
you're
dying to hear it. There we go. But it has to be played on the original answering machine. So here now, the original demo tape for...
He brings the actual answering machine.
For pro basketball.
Hi, this is a message for me about the NBA theme. Here's an idea. It goes like this.
Wow. That's perfect. And he did it. He put that to music. Wow. Love it.
It's cool to see the whole orchestra live recreating this song. I mean, it's an absolute jam.
It's a 70-piece Colorado Symphony Orchestra you are watching. 70. Yeah.
Right. With with the attractive middle-aged ladies just going at it on their violins and strings.
John Tesh lived a crazy life, by the way.
He's still alive.
A crazy life. Yes.
He's still alive, by the way.
He's still alive. And he's still the host of a nationally syndicated radio show called the John Tesh Radio Show.
And he's all into this health and wellness stuff. He's very California woo-woo. And it's easy to mock him. But you know what? He's fucking laughing at you because he's living the best life. And I wonder what he thought of when SNL did the spoof. With the guy from Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, yeah.
Where he's like, he put words to it, which was, bubba, 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 basketball, basketball, give me the ball, because
right, yeah.
I'm going to dunk it. It was just over and over. Here's the deeper part of the song you never hear.
No, you never hear this.
But you know what? It's fucking great. I love it. As a music nerd, I love it.
Would you care to guess how many albums John Tesh has? Studio albums. Only studio.
Probably.
Not lives.
Probably a dozen.
45.
Wow.
45.
Wow. That's pretty amazing right there.
It is amazing.
Well, I don't know. I don't, you know, people are going to lament the loss of Inside the NBA on TNT if it does go to NBC.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind a more team focused and league equitable approach to covering the NBA. Can I get a huzzah on that?
So the Timberwolves were on national television four times during the regular season.
Four.
The Lakers were on 45
Jesus
times.
God.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's just, you know,
did
there
you
was more
see,
than...
Did you see what ESPN, the biggest whores in the world, did for the open of the Knicks and Pacers?
Mm-mm.
They put Stephen A. Smith front and center, goofing it up with Spike Lee, because Stephen A. is a big New York Knicks fan, and they wanted to make sure that everyone was reminded he's a big Knicks fan. The most biased bullshit open ever. And they had no shame about it, which is why, thank God, karma stepped in and let the Pacers crush them like a bug.
Thank you, Tom Thibodeau, for running your team into the ground. We appreciate that, as he does every place he goes, including when he was here. We're still bitter about his time in Minnesota. He can suck it.
Really? Did he do the same up there? I mean, he's a hardo, that guy.
Yep, he brought Jim. So he came to Minnesota, and he had to be GM and coach. So he got all the decision-making, brought in all of his guys, traded away all our assets, brought to get his guys in, including Jimmy Butler, and then rode them into the ground to the point where they were hobbling into the playoffs, and they just get spanked in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well,
Tibbs can suck it as I'm concerned.
As far as you're concerned. All right. Last story.
By the way, one last thing on Stephen A. Why is my Twitter timeline? Why are they showing Stephen A showing up for games like they do when the star athlete is walking in and they're showing the star athlete in their suit and everything, and you get to see how blinged out they are? Why is ESPN doing that with Stephen A?
Because they are whores and do not care. They have sold their soul to the television devil, and this is their star guy, and they're going to push him to the moon. And have you noticed they're not grooming a replacement Stephen A? Have you noticed they haven't let anyone else do a Stephen A light act? Have you figured out that maybe this is the one guy that they're putting all their eggs, the basket they're putting all their eggs in? Like, you know, there's got to be a lot of brothers going, I can do that shit better than Stephen A. And I know more than he does. Where's my chance? Nope. It's not how show business works.
No.
All right.
Apparently he's got a lot of power there. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. All right. Last one. This is so dumb, but, well, here we go. The NFL plans to try out an electronic system for measuring first downs during the preseason this summer. If the trial is successful and receives approval, the tracking system will be fully implemented for the 2024 NFL regular season. The traditional sticks and chain method would then serve only as an emergency backup. Nobody asked for this.
Everybody's asking for this.
The dipshits who don't understand the concept that a 10-foot chain with two poles is accurate all the time, every time, to within 1/16th of an inch.
It's true.
The spotting of the ball that is purely and utterly subjective. You dipshits. The chains and the sticks are accurate and they work. Just because they're low tech doesn't mean they're not, they don't work. They're perfect. You fucking dummies.
Do you believe the, now if I said this to the NBA, I know what the answer would be. Do you believe in the NFL somebody will put their finger on the scale, their thumb on the scale with this electronic device? And they'll stop using the chains, but secretly there'll be a little backdoor in the software. And when the NFL games need to be a little closer, when a star player needs to have a little advantage, we'll turn the dial.
The possibility is always there. And I just don't know. There will not be trust from fans in an electronic system. There's no chance.
But they don't trust the refs either.
Well, then you're fucking stupid. Two sticks with a chain is visible up by everybody. The players on both teams get to stand around it and make sure there's not a kink or a knot in the chain. So there's an auditing process of it. And there's no software. There's no electronics. It can't be hacked. It is the most trusted way to measure. Oh, it's so dumb.
You do remember, I assume, and I think you probably do, you do remember the famous time when the referee got out the playing card or whatever?
No, yeah, Gene Steratore took out his index card that he kept in his front pocket to write down notes for penalties or whatever and use that to measure. And it's, you know, people are like, oh, my God, that's the dumbest thing in the world. A $20 billion league and that's what they're still using? Dummies, it works. It's the spotting of the ball that is totally subjective. Where's the ball when the knee hits? Forward progress in a pile of bodies. Good luck getting that accurate down to the nut.
Here's what I want for this technology, Zabe. I want to know the second the player is down, there should be a light or something that everybody can see that says, is that a first down or not? I mean, you know, honestly, it should be happening in real time. Like when the player, you know, makes it 10 yards, the light should come on because he's made it 10 yards and the light should go off if he backs up and gets, you know, ends up behind 10 yards. You should be able to know instantly. I do not want to turn this into a 2-minute situation where we're trying to figure out, you know, use the software to take a bunch of time. I want the game to go faster because of this, not slower.
There's no chance this will be faster. I can assure you of that. Has replay not taught you anything that things don't go faster? They get more mired down in fake attempts to create precision. Did you know this is the theme to the NBA on ESPN? This can't be it. It's according to YouTube. Hold on. This can't be it. Let me get the TNT.
This sounds like a video game. This sounds like a video game song or something.
There we go. Yeah,
this we know.
This is now the de facto theme of the NBA, right?
Yes.
All right, George.
I wonder who wrote this. John Tesh didn't write this version, right?
No. Probably some nameless, faceless guy without his own podcast or wellness company. Knocking out ditties for some production music company. Where it's like, all right, moment of triumph, cut 6. This is the 3-minute version, and go.
Google this for me on YouTube. Brian Eno, E-N-O, Windows Startup, and you will hear the most recognizable sound that's ever, and some say the most recognizable sound that's ever been made.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I was going to bump out to this, but now I gotta reset here. Let's see.
Yes, you do.
Brian Eno?
E-N-O.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Windows Startup. So Microsoft went to Brian Eno, legendary ambient musician.
If this is just the startup thing, then why do I care to listen to it?
Because it's relevant to this conversation where somebody... There you go.
That's Windows 95. Did it make your computer nerd boner get chubby?
Oh, God, yes. So does Brian Eno, though, because Brian Eno is amazing. And Microsoft goes to the guy who invented ambient music and said, okay, we need a startup sound that has to be something that is not going to induce anxiety. We want to bring people together with our software. Yes, soothe people. Right. So this is like the opposite of the NBA theme, right? So he said, and it has to be like 4 seconds long. That's it. You get like 4 seconds of sound on every machine that's going to boot up. And it carried over from Windows 95 to several iterations after that because people became familiar with it. I mean, my computer's working and it's on.
Did you know that Windows is planning a new feature called Recall? I talked about this on my show yesterday.
No, ready? But I'm nervous already.
Yeah. It says, in order to better learn how to help you with your computer, that the Recall feature will take snapshots of your screen every X number of seconds.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
And they
tried to reassure people
I want that. Why?
Right. They tried to reassure people by saying it'll all be locally stored on your computer, so nobody's
going to see it. What could ever go wrong?
Unbelievable. Here's your Mac OS starter.
Yeah.
You like that one right there?
I do. I love that. Oh, it's girthy. I love the sound of that.
There's another one that sounds like dun, 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 dun. I guess we could go. We're now in the land of startup sounds,
which is awesome.
Macintosh Classic 2, Macintosh Quadro, Central 660 AV, Power Mac 6100, Power Mac 5200, 9500 Power Mac, ooh, PowerBook 340. I think I had that. iMac G3. Ooh, darker. All pre-10 Macs and Big Sur. Come on.
By the way, you're still in like the 90s with these sounds, right? For these different computers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Church, anything else to add before we're done? We really have covered a lot of ground today and learned a lot, including your wackadoo politics up there in Minnesota.
Burglary.
Well,
yes,
that is what we
do here, which is absurd, right?
Yeah.
But on Apple stuff, if instead of buying the original iPhone in 2007, if you'd have put that $500 into Apple stock today, you would have $28,000.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I couldn't have played Candy Crush or Flappy Bird. So I don't know who's winning in life, huh?
That's a good point. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Charge. We'll talk to you. Thanks, buddy.
You're the best. Bye.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right, me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.